just kind of give me your thoughts.
Well, it's what a wonderful day for Petersburg. This is something that's been in the works, as I said earlier, for many years, and I was such an honor for me to be a part of this. We have wanted this so badly, and to be able to put this together today for this volunteer fire department is unbelievable. These guys do a great job, and you know, a volunteer fire department may be something of the past, but in Petersburg, it's not. They're well trained. They respond. They do a great job, and really, they deserve a facility like this. So I was so thrilled to be able to do that, and you can see the turnout with the crowd today is fantastic. So I'm so pleased that the sun's shining and we had a nice day.
You said it's not only just a place to house trucks; it's a recruitment and a retention center.
Well, that's exactly right, and that was so important that you can build a building just to park your trucks in, and that does serve that purpose. And honestly, it's something that I didn't realize at the time. I wanted to build a fire station for the guys, as you said, for recruitment. That's an interesting thing to me that I've already seen just since we've been down here the last few weeks, that the participation on site is so much better. They're here, they're involved. But now think about that. When the fire bell rings, they're already here. So we have picked up such an additional responsibility out on I-69 as first responders that you can imagine the calls that we get to cover that area. So it does take a lot of manpower. But the fact that they're here just spending time together, I'm really thrilled because it creates more of a fraternal organization, as I said, for the younger people to want to participate in. But at the same time, while they're here, a lady in town mentioned that to me the other day, how much more safe she feels because they're here, they can respond much quicker. So, you know, that is kind of a side benefit that I really hadn't considered very much, but it's already turning out to be the case.
Can you give me, just to re-educate me on how this building came about?
No, this was not a grant money. And like I said earlier, we did not raise taxes for this. This was an interesting arrangement. We have entered into an agreement with the developer, GM Development, as I mentioned earlier, who arranged the financing and built the building. And we will be purchasing this from him over a period of time. So it was a little bit different. He does a lot of municipal financing like that. And like I said earlier, that when we heard it, it sounded like the whole thing was too good to be true. The numbers we were referring to, as you heard me speak to, these facilities of this size traditionally cost a lot more money. So to be able to do this and come in under our projected budget was, I was just thrilled.